busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean of Eau Claire?
Good morning, Matt. I love your choice of music in the morning. Brings back lots of memories, and they're good ones, too. So thank you very much, Matt, for that.
Well, thank Luke. He's the one that puts these things on. Luke is young guy. Luke likes music. I like music a lot. So thank you, Gene.
Anyhow, as you're bringing up power and abuses of power, I have to throw something in here because we need to really be aware and start yelling about it as loud as we can. You know, the abuses of power, even with people with loaded weapons and, you know, ability to do harm to others, both physically and emotionally and, you know, other ways, legally. And, you know, I'm watching that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which I try to turn it off when I can't stand anymore, but I just have to watch to see truly what happened. And, you know, how in the world did we have... Now, remember, I'm on the other side of the state, so they didn't have a lot of coverage of Kenosha when it was going on. How in the world were those people even there with weapons to guard, business? Since when do we hire people with weapons to guard an area that do they have training? Do they carry a badge? You know, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm watching this. I thought, this is the most ludicrous thing I ever seen. Who in the world hired a kid or got a kid to come up there? Underage kid with a goddamn weapon like that. It just blows my mind. I got to say it that way. It is just unbelievable. And the things that are going on, I think that the people that are running our country and our state right now need to utilize the powers that be to put a halt on all the BS going on that, you know, if we would do, would be very, very illegal, and we'd all be locked up for it. It is amazing to me that Republicans can do whatever the heck they want and get away with it, and a lot of them should be locked up. It's astounding, Matt. It really is. Thank you for taking my call, and you have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Jean. As always, you get right to the nub of things and put it very passionately. Let me address the Kyle Rittenhouse issue. That trial... You know, I've tried cases and I've practiced law for a long time. Here's my take on it. Here you had a 17-year-old kid. Kyle Rittenhouse was a minor showing up with a semi-automatic weapon that a buddy of his who is over 18 bought for him. And he's roaming around like a bandolero with this thing, you know, strapped to his chest. And what do you think's going to happen? You know, I mean, the George Floyd episode had occurred. There were marches around the country. They were generally peaceful, and they were important. There were some people who did wrong things, criminal things, trespassing and so on, and they should be prosecuted. But by and large, it was a way for the country collectively to blow off steam and to express the outrage of a man being strangled by somebody for, what, 8 or 9 minutes or whatever it was. We got to stop that. Eric Garner was strangled out in Staten Island. Jacob Blake was shot in the back in Kenosha. You know, this has all got to stop. In any event, in the Jacob Blake thing was at issue here. In any event, what happens is this kid, a 17-year-old kid. Now, you think of every 17-year-old guy you know. You know, I mean, this guy's trying to show off, maybe show off for the girls. He's a big man and all this kind of stuff, and he's roaming around with a semi-automatic. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course, he had no badge. He had an illegal weapon. He had an illegal weapon. You cannot straw buy a weapon for a 17-year-old, and that's what happened, and the guy that sold it to him has been charged. Now, the trial is in progress right now. They're good prosecutors. The defense lawyers, before he had some questionable ones. Now I think these defense lawyers appear to know what they're doing as defense lawyers. I've defended cases also. However, this particular judge has been on the bench something like, I don't know, 40 years or something. I mean, the guy is, I think he may be the longest serving or one of the longest serving judges in the state of Wisconsin, state judges I'm talking about. So this guy is there, and he's a crusty old thing, and he has his views, and he makes two rulings which I think are clearly wrong. One of them, he says, the prosecution can't refer to the two men who were killed as the victims. Well, what do you mean? They're there and they're shot and killed. They're victims. That's very, very common. Now, the other side can say, well, no, they were attacking them or they're bad people or something. But they're clearly victims of a shooting because they are dead. Sort of basic. And the other thing, he's permitting the defense to say that they were committing arson and they were looting. And that's false. They were not committing arson and looting. And that would have to be proven anyway. The fact that they're marching does not imply that therefore they committed the acts that a fringe did. But as a result of this judge's ruling, you're going to have them not be permitted to be referred to as victims by the prosecution, but referred to as arsonists and looters by the defense. That's just plainly wrong. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. If Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted, that cannot be appealed. That cannot be appealed. It can be appealed in Europe. It could be appealed in Japan. Cannot be appealed in the United States under English common law and under interpretations of our, double jeopardy and due process laws in our Constitution. If somebody gets acquitted, that acquittal can't be appealed. You can't say, well, the judge made a mistake. Now, if he's convicted and the judge made a mistake, you can't appeal that. So the way we choose in our system is to stack it a little bit for the defendant, but it's not like he's getting off scot-free here, because look, the guy is sitting in a courtroom at a defense table. Everybody in that jury knows that he has been an object by the prosecution and by the authorities of somebody they think did this. And that's pretty powerful, pretty powerful. What concerned me is yesterday, this judge went off on a rant. He did it outside of the presence of the jury, and he attacked the media. I mean, he attacked the media. Look, Richard Nixon attacked the media. Joseph Stalin killed the media. But without being melodramatic about other societies, everybody who doesn't like a story about them attacks the media. Let's knock it off. John Kennedy said this, the thing, the Herald Tribune attacked him all the time. He said, I can't stand what they write. It's not true. But I will do everything I can to make sure that they can continue to publish. This is a free society. We need the media. That is the standard. This guy is a querulous old guy. Querulous old guy, set in his ways, in my opinion, making mistakes on his rulings. And when CNN suggested he was making mistakes, he went after him. Like they're not, what, not supposed to do that? Like what, they're not supposed to cover the trial? Like what, this guy is omnipotent? Baloney. I think he should consider retiring. I really do. I think you need somebody on there, some fresh ideas, current on the current criminal law and rules of evidence. Man is shot. He's a victim because he's dead. He's the victim of the shooting. And unless you can prove that somebody committed arson and trespass and all this kind of stuff and vandalism, you can't just say that's why they killed him, when in fact that didn't happen. So this guy, okay, good old guy. I think he may have actually been appointed by Tony Earle, Democrat. So, he's had a career, but it's time to put him out to pasture. Going to break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.